Welcome to LLA Reports, a podcast produced by the Louisiana Legislative Auditor's Office. This podcast is intended to be an oral representation of the written reports it highlights and is primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. This is Ed Seiler. I'm the director of LLA's Economic Advisory Services. This episode of LLA Reports summarizes the findings of two new informational reports focused on Louisiana's budgetary reserves. The first report, titled Louisiana's Budgetary Reserves, Analysis and Management Considerations, provides information on the state's budgetary reserves, including the Revenue Stabilization Trust Fund and the Budget Stabilization Fund, and potential opportunities to better manage these reserves. The second report, titled Cash Balances in Dedicated Funds, analyzes the accounting system cash balances in Louisiana's constitutionally and statutorily dedicated funds from fiscal years 2020 through 2024. In the first report, we identified opportunities that could help the state modify how it accumulates, maintains, invests, and uses its budgetary reserves, while also maintaining adequate reserves and making the most beneficial use of all state funds. As of September 2024, the state had a combined $3.8 billion in the Revenue Stabilization Trust Fund and Budget Stabilization Fund, which is mostly invested in safe but low-yielding bonds. However, the state could potentially earn a higher rate of return by putting the funds to use in other ways. For this report, we compared information on investment returns for the General Fund portfolio and the higher-yielding Millennium Trust portfolio, analyzed best practices for reserve fund balances, and provided insight on the potential gain from making an additional contribution to the unfunded accrued liability, or UAL, in the state's two largest retirement systems. Specifically, we found that the state's budgetary reserves are higher than what the credit rating agencies typically expect to see in a state government highly rated in the budgetary reserves category. In addition, Louisiana's budgetary reserves are the third highest out of 15 states in the southern U.S. when measured as a percentage of own source revenues. As a result, some of the funds in the state's budgetary reserves could be repurposed for another use, while still leaving enough in reserves for future needs. While Louisiana has a combined $3.8 billion in the Revenue Stabilization and Budget Stabilization Funds, we estimated that the highest target level recommended by ratings agencies is $2.2 billion. In addition, we found that Louisiana's retirement systems have more latitude in how they invest their funds than the state treasurer does. As a result, the retirement systems can earn a higher rate of return than such funds as the General Fund, the Millennium Trust Fund, or the Louisiana Education Quality Trust Fund. Because of this, transferring funds from budgetary reserves or other sources to pay down the UAL would likely generate a higher rate of return than keeping the funds in the state treasury. We found that paying down the UAL ahead of schedule would save state and local government entities money. Specifically, for every dollar paid toward the two oldest parts of the UAL for the two largest state retirement systems, state and local government entities would save 57 cents of interest. We also found that for budgetary reserves that do remain with the state treasury, investing a portion of the money in stocks could generate a higher rate of return in the long run. However, such a policy should be developed carefully, in consultation with the state treasurer's office, to ensure that Louisiana has adequate reserves in the event of an economic downturn and that the reserves are structured in such a way to avoid forcing the Treasury to sell stocks from the reserve fund portfolio when the market is down. We found that having two reserve funds lets Louisiana decide which fund should be used first when needed, whether one fund should have a broader range of uses than the other, and whether there should be separate investment policies for each fund. In the second report, we updated information from a February 2016 report on constitutional and statutory dedications. We found that the year-end system cash balances in the state's dedicated funds rose from $7.9 billion at the end of fiscal year 2020 to $16.3 billion at the end of fiscal year 2024, a 106% increase. The five funds that grew the most are all partly or fully dedicated to infrastructure, while the five funds that shrank the most are dedicated to healthcare, infrastructure, wildlife and fisheries, and education. As a result of our reports, we developed three matters for legislative consideration. We suggested the legislature consider adjusting the state's overall target level of budgetary reserves based on guidelines from the credit rating agencies. We also suggested the legislature consider unifying the state's overall budgetary reserve model to coordinate overall reserve balance targets, use and repayment policies, and investment strategies. In addition, we suggested the legislature consider appropriating money from the Revenue Stabilization Trust Fund or other available sources to go toward the unfunded accrued liabilities of the state's retirement systems. We hope you found this podcast informative and that you'll follow future episodes of LLA Reports. This podcast was created as part of the audit reports just discussed and is intended primarily for the use of the Louisiana Legislature. Both the full reports and the podcast can be found on the LLA's website at www.lla.la.gov. Thank you for listening.